What's up, everyone, and welcome to my favorite podcast about tokusatsu, and by this point, it damn sure better be yours, the Tokusatsu World Tour, where we like to get into the crevices of tokusatsu and seeing things you might have not seen before. Today is one that a lot of people like, but I'll tell you right now, I haven't seen it in maybe 20 years, so we're going to get into it, but first, my co-host in the world tour, Gem from Pronghorn Heroes.
What's going on, everybody? Hello, hello. Good to be here tonight talking Power Rangers.
You gave it away. We didn't say what it was yet.
Oh my God. No way. Hold on. No way. I didn't say the season though. We're good.
And YouTube extraordinaire. He tells you what the gimmicks do. Lambo Calrissian.
I like that. I like that.
Whoa, there, brother. You're saying too much about me now. You're giving me too much credit. I'm actually in the comments way too much.
We all get actually. Don't even worry. Yeah,
sweats absolutely. Profusely every time I... All right, man, here we go. Uploads video. Looks at YouTube Studio waiting for that first actually. Yep.
That's what I was going to say.
I'll go to sleep and then wake up to just 12 of them.
That's the best. It's like, let me just upload this. Let me go to sleep. And then I'll wake up to everything.
There you go. I like to just do it and like go to work.
Okay.
It's just fight them all when you get home. They all come on at once. Yeah. My last video, I started out, it was a list of five things. I started out like, hey guys, I know this isn't all the things. There's tons more. But these are just the things that came to my mind. And like four of the comments were like, it's weird that you forgot to mention this. And it's like... No,
did you not hear me?
I said specifically, this is not all of them. Please,
it's a quick and easy video, guys.
My bad. Watch the video. I can only carry so much.
Yeah.
Lambo, for people that haven't seen you before, tell them a little bit about what you do.
I am, for lack of a better terms, the tokusatsu version of Swag Kage. Instead of explaining Naruto stuff, I explain tokusatsu stuff, mostly Kamen Rider things at the moment. I finally leaned into the more Super Sentai era since I fell in love with Zenkaiger. But yeah, I pretty much lore dump and give you information in at least 10 minutes or less about your favorite toku shows, devices, gimmicks, finishers, forms, and all that other good jazz.
Hell yeah.
Plus, he's rocking the Evold hat, so I was like, I gotta rock the Build hat today.
I gotta represent as much as I can.
How's everybody's week going?
Oh man, it's been an interesting week. I went out to like a little show a couple days ago. And that was kind of fun. I haven't gone to a show in a while, and it was nice to be out. I haven't been outside of this room in like months, so like I was seeing a couple friends, non-toku related. So it was just like a detached from like the content creation, like the tokusatsu aspect that I've been just like swimming in lately. So it was nice to like do something else for once. But aside from that, man, just the usual. I came back from the show and then I just back on the grind, doing some editing, doing a little thing here and there, getting ready for the next thing and all that good stuff.
What do you mean you spent a day not reacting to things?
Yeah, I know.
How dare you?
How dare I?
Being active, he didn't have time to react. That's how that yeah. That's how it recharges itself. He uses 6 days to react, and then one day he has to just be active. Just then the cycle. One. This is the day cycle continues. That's the Sabbath day.
I made sure that like I filmed something before leaving. I was like, I gotta put something out because I'm not gonna be able to do anything that day. So just getting on my own self.
Lambo, how's your week been?
That's what it has been. Yeah.
But hell yeah.
I will say before we started this, not just as, but like earlier today, I did finish a video that I've had just kind of, but I have to kind of sit on it because I have to throw it through the Viper pit first to make sure it's all actual, factual. And then I can just sit on until I work on some other stuff. I've been like looking at other scripts and things of this nature and just kind of going back and fact checking. Some people are just kind of boring because they're too OP. I've learned that lesson. And then when I go back to look at other people, I'm like, but you kind of bother me because you do the power of friendship too much. And
the power of friendship.
That's a true professional though. Like you research. I just say shit in my videos. I don't even know if it's true. I learned very on YouTube. I was like, The comments are going to check you if it's true or not. Doesn't matter. Just throw it out there.
They definitely are. Always checking.
Well, like, everybody, the why is the most important part.
Mm-hmm.
Why things are the way they are and all that other good stuff. And people don't mind when you do the things they do. Forgive me. Hold on. I got Inu brother in the back, like, just interrupting our show. Just tearing his water bowl up. So forgive me in advance for that one. But
all good.
I just wanted to, I guess when I get, you, do you know who Comics Explained is by any chance on YouTube? Him, of course. I said Swagkage too, were like my early inspirations to do it. Like, I've always had the desire to teach, I guess, for lack of a better term, or explain something. I've always been good at it to people. So I was like, why not do something with something I actually like? Yeah. And then I just kind of went through the motions of it. But it,
you
then,
picked it, Toku.
I know, right? I could have did anything else. I could have just did Marvel and copped out like everybody else. Yeah, yeah. No.
You had 600,000 subscribers right now, right? Your TikTok would have been popping. You were like, nah, I want to talk about full bottles.
Nah, man.
Hell yeah.
I should have planned this better. When Bill was going, that's when the pivot to Dragon Ball Z, because all the references was there. Evo was practically Frieza. Remember when he went like Cobra, Dragon, Rabbit? This isn't even my final form. Yep. Black hole. Oh, then he went even higher than that. Like, I'm gonna use 100% of my power. What? Come on, Frieza, stop.
He's like, hey, that cool suit that y'all like, psych, I'm actually a monster.
I mean, this is what I actually look
just
like.
Just kept going. Yeah.
Can you go backwards, please?
And then turned into a monster and still kept going.
That's just like Frieza. He was cool, final form, and then he got swole. Like, and then I was like, that's kind of ugly. You look bulky. You skip leg day just to try to be Goku.
It's like that meme where you like upgrade stuff and then you're like, fuck, go back.
I did too much.
Yeah.
And oh, also, I've been 15 years wasting later. Wasting my life on Elden Ring and Monster Hunter. When I'm not doing Toku stuff, I try to waste my life playing those video games because they're stress relievers, and I like doing haha goofy videos for those too.
You did not just call Elden Ring a stress reliever.
It is.
I've only watched people play it, but like that, it's always like, hey, I beat this boss 7 hours later, finally.
All right, hear me out. This is my argument, okay? I play fighting games, all right? So, like, the mindset of, like, you're going to get bodied is already instilled in me. It's the equivalent of knowing you're doing martial arts, knowing you're going to get punched in the face. The pain is already there. Just don't anticipate it. Just take it.
Yeah, hold on, just one have sec. A good time.
Jesus, sir, I'm on a stream. Can you, like, take it easy? I'm terribly sorry, guys. Yes, just no professional manners here.
Hey, tell him Inu Brothers my least favorite so far. Anyways,
I was trying to warn him. I was like, "Yo, chill." But you know what? Hey, they do what they do.
What's up, everyone in chat? Real quick, Marcus2Twitch says, "Let's talk about my favorite Power Ranger series and the most darkest arc in Power Rangers."
Let's
really. I mean, it kind of is, because like my boy is screaming out. I'm not gonna lie, Zenaku is definitely Robert Pattinson, like a mug. He's running around screaming vengeance, running up on people. Oh my god, it's great.
Oh, black attire, I see it.
He just run up on you, fear. You remember the first episode he showed up? Yeah, I know you watch clips of it. When he first showed up on the bridge, I also have like a crazy tangent about that too. About his first introduction. We'll get into
it
later though.
We'll get into it. Josue in the chat, thank you for the 15-month subscription. But before we talk about that, I want to talk about something that's been running rampant this week, and that is
yes.
Power Ranger 30th anniversary rumors.
Okay.
Yes.
Because I was able to jump into Jinsaku on Twitter. It has been leaking a bunch of stuff about the 30th anniversary so far. I jumped into a space today, listened to a little of it, and I wanted to bring it back to here and get all your thoughts on it. Jem is like cracking his knuckles and like...
I'm like ready. I'm so ready.
Gotcha. I want you to know I'm attentive, but also Inu brother was like, well, now that I've just did that, I'm in your area now. So I'm attentive, totally okay. But I also have dog in hand.
So the 30th anniversary, so far has been rumored to be obviously a big anniversary season. Hasbro's big wrap up to the last 30 years before they go off and start doing their completely own thing. And what we learned recently through these leaks, we don't know if they're true or not, but Jinzaku has said that, one, it's going to be very Zen Kaiger-esque in that there will be one new Ranger. She will be a female. She will be spiritually based off of Zen Kaiser. Not the Zen Kaiser suit, because Hasbro does not own that season. They own From Ryu Soldier back.
Okay.
And then the rest of the team will consist of past Legacy Rangers.
I
wanted to ask you guys, knowing Zen Kaiser the way we do and everything, what does that mean to you? What does the 30th season of Power Rangers look like for you?
Well, you know, can I just say real quick, I would like to know what they mean by wrapping up the last 30 years, because when Hawk and I were talking about that before the podcast, he kind of took it one way and I kind of took it another way. But at the same time, it's like, how are they gonna, quote unquote, wrap up 30 years of like different seasons and stuff like that? But just like, in what way? I want to know like what that means. And I guess if it's the last season, if that's what they mean, if it's just like the last season that's gonna be using stuff that's adapted from Sentai or whatever else, like if everything is changing and this is the end of an era, I kind of get it. But like, I just want to know what they mean by that. Like, what are we doing? Because if they're having Legendary Rangers, and this is like, right, if this is true, obviously like grain of salt, but like if they're bringing back past Rangers, what does that mean for like story wise of like episodes of the week and stuff like that? Like I heard it's a limited series, right? It's supposed to be season
30? It's supposed to be a shorter, from like 10 to 15 episodes,
which like I guess would make sense, because like 40 episodes doesn't make sense if they're gonna have like past Rangers come back. It just seems like too long. So I guess limited series is the way to go. I don't know. It seems too, like, a little outlandish. I don't want to say too. It seems a little outlandish. Like, it seems like it's too good to be true, if anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Lambo, what about you?
What? Huh? Rangers. We can do that? They can do that?
Yo, who's signing these checks over here? All right.
That's what I want to know. First things first.
Who's signing these checks?
That's the questions we need to ask. Everything Jim said, because like I don't know what that means too. Like, you ramping it up, I didn't know it was 10-15 episodes. Honestly, I was like, really? I gonna get veteran episodes? Who's this chick that's supposed to be the centerfold?
All we know is as of, I guess, November is when he got a hold of the leaks. As of November she was not cast, but they were trying to cast a actress of Asian descent who is going to be the first original Ranger from Hasbro. So
okay,
brand new suit, brand new character and everything.
Which, it honestly sounds interesting to me, but like, I just don't know how it makes sense. That's my biggest question. Like, how are we going to make this make sense? Like, the rumors of there being like past Rangers is cool, but like, I just want to know how it's going to tie in to stuff. And I don't keep up with rumors like this. I just heard all of this like within the last like 2 or 3 days. I was kind of just hitting a pop and I was like, hey man, is this happening right now? Like, how long have people been talking about this? Because like the last I remember, the rumors for the next season were Zhu Oja or Kira Major. And I guess like Kira Major doesn't make sense because of like, obviously like them not having like ownership over that. But this whole situation now is just like kind of like a curveball where I'm just like, wait, what? Like, this is a possibility now? And like, I don't want to believe it too much, because again, it just sounds like really, really cool if it is true. But I don't know.
Yeah, Josue in chat says, what if they use gears and each gear represents a world based on a different series? So somebody in the space today asked Jinzaku, the leaker, about the Sentai gears, and he said, as far as he knows, that those weren't in play yet. They hadn't decided what they were going to use as the morpher and the gimmicks yet.
Yeah, man, you can't. It's going to be hard to beat robots as your Sentai team, though, bro. I'm just saying. You
know? Yeah, that was the other thing he said, that it's for sure not the Kekanoids. The Kekanoids are for sure not involved.
Okay, it's going to be hard, man.
I am under the guise of like, one. When we were talking about wrapping up the past 30 years, the only thing I could think of, because like a lot, Power Rangers are pretty self-sustaining at this point. Like, things get wrapped up pretty easily. But like, Zed's back on the board, right?
Yeah, and Dino Fury.
Yeah, oh, so Zed's back on the board. That's the only thing I can think of that would, like, warrant this type of response. But also, like, Dino Fury's fine. Hasbro hasn't, like, shown that they're going to go above and beyond yet, especially, like, with... So what we have to base off is Dino Fury and the Lightning Collection. And those two things don't tell me that, like, we're putting all our money gung-ho into this yet. So I'm just in the camp of, like, we'll see. If they can get the Zenkaiser suit, because... like I said, one of my favorite suits in Tokusatsu, then, like, ooh, pay that money and make that a Lightning Collection figure. Make that the face of your Power Rangers brand.
I'd like to see it. I want to see Zenkaiser over here, but I want to make sure it's done right. Now it's like one of those things where I hold it too much to, like, high regard now, and I don't want to see it, like, tarnished. I don't want to see it done dirty. I'm like, I can't.
That's fair.
I know what y'all can do. I've seen it dipped.
Yeah, that's true. I do like the idea, if, like, because they're trying to have, like, a female leader for this, like, limited series, and I think that's a very interesting take, because, like, we haven't had something like that since like Jen, because, like, you can say Lauren from Samurai, but, like, I wouldn't.
No, you can't.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. So, like, I wouldn't, but, like, it hasn't happened since Jen. So if they want to bring back another female leader, I think it could be really sick. And I'm all for that. And, like, I originally thought she was going to be in the Zenkaiser suit, so I was kind of loving a female being in that suit. But if they're not going to use that and they're going to do something else, I would still just like to see what they're going to do. And I know I read something the other day where, like, some people were asking about what's going on, like, I guess with, like, the Jonathan Entwistle stuff and how, like, the movie's coming out and, like, what season they would adapt for their movie and stuff like that. And I think he had replied to somebody via comment and said, how about a brand new one? So, like, this is giving me the same energy of, like, it sounds like they want to do, like, original stuff rather than, like, copy and paste from Japan, which.
Yeah.
It's cool.
I mean, I'm all for it because I want to see what they can just do from the ground up rather than just, like you said, copy paste.
Yeah.
Yeah, but people have been asking for it for years. But we will get back to that when it happens, when it gets announced. It was supposed to be announced sometime in March. Tomorrow's the last day of March. So if they announce it tomorrow, we will have a detour eventually talking about it all and wrapping it all up. I guarantee you.
Yes, Sirski.
Watch, we, like, just end the stream. Something happens tonight. And, like, something comes out. And then tomorrow we're just like, all right, guys, there we missed it.
Yeah,
I believe it too. That's just our luck.
Boys, are you ready to talk about some Wild Force?
Let's go.
All right, let's get to the rundown. Episode 13, Revenge of Zenaku of Power Rangers Wild... Revenge of Zenaku is the 13th episode of Power Rangers Wild Force. I don't know why I try to intro it when I know it's going to say that in the wiki as soon as I start. continuing the Zenaku arc that began in Curse of the Wolf in episode 10, it introduces the subplot connected to future Ranger Merrick Battalion, a guardian of the Animarium from 3,000 years ago. It is directed by Koichi Sakamoto. And this is the last Power Ranger season to air on Fox Kids. The first Power Ranger season to air on ABC Family. And just like Time Force, the plot of Power Rangers Wild Force stayed extremely faithful to Gal Ranger, with the Wild Force Rangers even sharing the same transformation sequence exactly as the Gal Rangers. Wild Force was the first Power Rangers season to have a narrator, and Wild Force, along with Operation Overdrive, are the only seasons where none of the cast members have reprised their roles.
Ooh.
Which, like, one for a good reason, let's be honest, but I just thought it was important to bring up considering what we just talked about.
God damn it.
But that's the rundown. Give me one word to describe the episode Revenge of Zenaku.
Vengeance. I got you. I told you. I had you. Vengeance. I told you.
Right off the top.
Zen Patterson showed up and just gave everybody the business.
Zen Patterson.
Oh, my God.
This is about to be one of those. You've never seen that legendary rant, how I said, like, a character is dope. You're going to get one today, unfortunately.
We're here for it, don't worry.
Only a handful of people have got to witness this. It usually is polluted by a man, and then we'll go into it. But please, please, continue.
Jem, give me your word.
I I kind of want to say pedestal. And only because I feel like Zenaku is somebody I hold on one because he is just like, I don't think there's been other villains like him where like he was like serious for the most part.
There is only one, and I will talk, that's the one I will get into later, but please finish your thought.
I just like, I really watching this episode today, I was like, man, like I really miss when Rangers like had weight to it, or like it had like some type of like dire, like extreme, like events that like you can feel. Because nowadays I'm thinking when they introduce like villains or like villains that have like arcs or like two-parters or what have you, I just don't feel it. And I'm just like, oh, this guy's gonna die like in a couple minutes, you know, like I don't really feel it. But with this guy, like he was menacing, threatening. My dude came to work and like he then gets dark zords, like there's a whole thing, like I don't know, like he felt like a threat, and I miss that. So I feel like he's one of those people that I hold up there of like, he's a badass.
Yeah, I'm gonna say worked. The Rangers got worked this entire episode.
Yes,
absolutely. Not even just by Zenaku, by the friggin' motorcycle thing.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, the motorcycle. Upgrade. Yeah, Zenaku was like, "What's good? You want to power up?" He was like, "Yes, please. I want to power up, boss."
And hooked him up to the things, and like, it was the whole time I was just like, "Damn, they didn't win anything in this fight. They lost two Zords at the end, like." They just got their ass kicked the whole time.
He doubled up. He doubled your pleasure. Yep. Double the fun. Two Zords, double Minkum. That's exactly what Zenaku did.
He got the dope Bear Zords, which he uses in the next episode. I watched 13, 14, and 15, just because those three kind of make the round out the story that's going on here, where they reveal that he's Merrick. So he doesn't use those Zords until the next episode. In the next episode, I just want to point out that, what is the princess's name?
Princess Shayla.
In all three of these episodes, she knows who this man is. But there's multiple scenes where they just cut to her and she's like, it can't be. No.
Yo, man.
Wait a minute.
It's hard to believe that dude is that alive, man.
The whole time he's like, I'm an orc. I'm the wolf orc Zenaku. And like she sees him bleed. I don't remember if it's this episode or the next episode.
13,
So she sees him bleed and everything, and like there's multiple things, and the Rangers keep saying them. They're like, well, how can he bleed? Well, how can he control our Zords? Orcs can't do that. And not until the very end of the next episode is Taylor like, hey, is he a human? Like, nobody thought right off the bat.
Wonder why he can bleed.
Yeah. He doesn't just explode out of nowhere.
No, he's too baller. He was too strong for them. He couldn't. Zenaku walked so Abade Killer and Jewel of the World could run. That's really, let's be honest here.
That's interesting.
I think about the impact and weight of how they do everything the same. They got the Rangers worked up front. My favorite thing is, if you see episode 10 when he first shows up, he beats them doing everything they're good at.
Yes.
The same way when the Jewel of the World shows up, he shows up beating everybody the same way. They're good at.
That's fair.
I'm sorry, go off.
Oh, I was just going to say, right off the top of the episode, when he like beats them with the Zords and they jump out, demorphed, and the Zords all split apart, it reminded me of that Tommy scene that everyone posts where he just jumps in the Zord and like beats everyone's ass, slaps them around, throws them out. That's like the exact same feeling when all these fools just fall unmorphed. It also, I want to point out that like this season has weight to its Zords as well, because they're sentient, and not sentient in the way like the Galactabeast are sentient. They're sentient like the whole time, this whole time. So when the Zords like jump in to defend them at that beginning part, you're like, oh yeah, like these Zords are characters too.
Yeah, they also have like that emotional connection, especially with like Red and I guess like Merrick later on. Like you feel that they're like connected and they have that like emotional aspect other than just like, hey, I pilot you and like you help me make bad guy go boom boom, you know what I mean? Like there's like another level to like how they connect to the Zords, and I think it's really cool. Not like any other season, I feel.
Yeah, so it like makes sense when Taylor's like screaming when she loses the Bear Zords.
Yeah,
because it's not just like a failure of hers, it's like, oh, also these things that I love are gone now.
Yeah, and you worked hard to get them too. You like learned a core value that made you a better person, and then some dude went, oh, that's cool, that's sweet, give me them.
Yeah. These are just my cannons next episode. Sorry.
Yeah. He just slaps your he just slaps all your hard earned work in the face. Like, oh, that's cute. Out of here. Yep.
Zenaku, probably the one Lightning Collection figure I would like by day one, by the way.
Hands down, dude. I've been waiting. I'm like, that's the one villain you guys should have been put out. Like, I'm sure everybody would get on that, you know? Like, he's definitely a lovable character. Like, Merrick aside, like, I like when, like, later on in the show, he's kind of, like, next to Merrick, or, like, he's still living on, like, aside from Merrick. I think that's really cool. It's like, hey, this character, like, either people really liked him, or, like, the writers really liked him because they kept him alive.
Cool to die. You gotta keep him, let him run around. Yeah. He's like, he's got the Virgil effect. He can't die.
Well, especially, so cool. Like, you can have all those shots that we saw in this episode where his like fur is flowing in the wind the whole time. Like, there's not one shot of Zenaku where they just didn't take a leaf blower to him, because it looks so much cooler when it's like close up and it's just blowing everywhere.
Yeah, that's true.
What did y'all think about the Taylor story?
I like it.
Yeah.
And the fact that like Taylor in like Wild Force is like a hard ass. Mm-hmm. So she's supposed to, is the Jen. She's like blonde Jen.
Yeah.
Honestly. So the fact that she's like, I'm also weak and I had a moment of weakness and I'm not sure what to do is fucking there. And then of course the Red Ranger is like, no, we'll just do it together. Whoop de woo.
Yeah. I one of my favorite things in Toku and Power Rangers is when people are the heroes before the season starts, before we see them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I like going back to like Taylor being like, oh, when I first became a ranger, my first orc that I fought won and got away. And the only way I could do it was with the princess.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was dope.
Yes.
Low key, this felt like watching like a random anime episode. Like I was watching some random shonen, like the dialogue and everything. I was like, what anime have I seen this in? This feels like dead ass one of those whole episodes. It just flowed very well. And then, like you said, I agree with you with the before the story began, we were already heroes. And the fact that she was the first one.
Yeah. She's the first.
I don't know if like that footage is from, we might have to do some research on it. I have no idea if like what they did from Gal Ranger was use an episode from the flashback that was her.
Yeah. In, the like, flashback was, Gal Ranger.
That was probably like a two-parter.
Yeah, so it's from episode 18 and 20 of Gal Ranger.
Okay, yep. So yeah, so it was like a whole little setup.
Yep.
I'll give them props for that.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I really like the Taylor aspect, only like just like rolling off of what Hawk's saying, only because like you do get that like, hey, we've already faced before, but like we don't know them, but like they have a history already. So it's cool to get that. Excuse me. It's cool to get that now when she's like a little bit more experienced and she has like this whole team, like it's a different context. So I really like that aspect of it.
But she still feels helpless because Zenaku's there. So the fear is back.
That's true. Like even as much as she leveled up, there's still someone stronger than her.
Yes.
Like they just, like I said, works her absolutely. And it's a good parallel. Like I said, I like the world being built before we even got to see it. And it's a parallel of like, hey, Zenaku, Merrick, 3,000 years ago was there and got defeated. And now, like the new. Also, I just need to point out real quick in the next episode, she goes, when they're talking about the Zords and they're like, how can he control the Zords? And the princess goes, I don't know. Only the six legendary warriors can control the Zords. And they go, everyone at the same time goes, six? And like, right off the bat, you're like, well, there we go.
Why are you keeping secrets, lady?
Yeah, exactly. Like, you could have told us this when we signed up for this job.
Yeah, like we didn't know we were waiting for one more guy.
I get my ass whooped for two nights for what?
Exactly. Like, wait, we could have just recruited someone else. Did you see what just happened? Like, we can use the backup.
I was using them help. I can just use them help wanted signs now. That's what you're telling me? I'm about to go ahead. Like, hey, go and play Zenaku for me. I'm going to go put up them signs, all right?
Hey, you like animals? Get on up here to the animarium. Come on.
You like animals? Come on.
I don't know what color it is. We'll find out together. Come on.
Yep. One of my favorite things about Merrick and Zenaku, I don't know if you get the background in an episode in between 10 and 13 or if it's in the 14 and 15 or if they again talk about it, but when he gets like the mask and then like takes him over and he does that whole situation. I really like the storytelling of that, because again, it's going back to like another like time of that like world, back when like Princess Shayla had like the other homies and all that stuff. Like, I really like how they told that story, and like you get to see the battle with like what's his name and all that stuff.
Yeah, just 15 because and like 16.
Yeah, world building.
Yeah, just because exactly it has that world building aspect, and it like again just like fleshes out this character that you already liked leading up to this episode in just like a different way. Just like layers, I think.
Yeah, 15 and 16 is where the like the eclipse happens, and he turns into Merrick in front of them.
Right. Okay. Yes.
Because his powers are controlled by the full moon.
Yeah.
Oh no. Yo, you want to know something else that's crazy? Remember when they did that in Kyoyuger with Uchi? I won't say nothing else.
Yeah, like he's in the suit.
Am I saying that Zenaku is the root of several other... I'm just going to keep
it. You're like, Joe, the world. Maybe. This season.
I can just point and shoot at this point in time.
You're telling me that the Dragon Ranger isn't the prototype of Zenaku?
I hear you saying that.
The man's got a flute.
And I feel you on that. You're right. But don't you love when, like, somebody did it better and you're like,
That's what I was going to say. I feel like this is done way better.
Let me tell you. Like, you remember when Coca-Cola was made with actual Coke, sir? Yeah. That wasn't healthy. It wasn't good for you.
We're never going back to that.
You think about all the kids that are on that Coke. They can't stop talking about it. They keep fiending for it. They won't leave it alone. Think about it now. Yeah. Am I saying? You hear the comparisons. You know, I'm just saying.
He said, whoa, not the flute. Does Zenaku not have a dagger flute?
Yeah. He has the flute where he summons the dark swords. Okay, cool.
I forgot that they're like the marbles were the Zord like souls in this.
Yeah.
And I love that.
He won't use that to fight like the Rangers can use their daggers, but he definitely got that. He's too busy beating people with that Crescent Greatsword.
Dude, it's so sick when it shoots out to the
two sides. Yeah, it like opens up.
Crescent Wave is such just a, like, you can see the 0-1 like kanji. Crescent Wave, and then he shoots it off.
I don't remember if it's this episode or the next one, but he goes against Cole like 1v1.
Yeah.
Pulls out his little dagger.
Yep.
And whips out the Crescent Blade and just shoots him. Just shoots him with like the moon and destroys this fool in a heartbeat.
I like when they're like fighting all over the quarry and like the little like VFX like fuzzy that they become when they're like super fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one too.
I love that scene.
I forgot. I haven't watched Wild Force in what's probably 20 years.
I'm not gonna lie, dude. Same.
I kind of want to go back now because, like, Cole has this just straight up hand cannon.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, damn, this is dope as hell.
Yeah.
Yo, what I remember watching, I watched some of episode 10 before we kind of got together. Mm-hmm. I remember them riding the high of just being like, yo, guys, we just be orcs. We out here. We out here
friends.
Smoking that Zaza. We smoking that orc pack every episode. And we get an animal Zord, too. We out here balling. And then Zenaku just show up and just beat up. Fun fact, why he beat up every chick and then take their animal crystals, but they had to go to the Zords to take the spear. I'm just saying.
For the record, he in 15, I believe, or 14, he like goes to kill the Black Ranger, and the Blue Ranger like jumps in and saves him, and he gives the Blue Ranger a pass. He's like, hey man, just move out of the way. Like, I'm about to kill your friend. Yeah. And he's like, not my best friend. And he's like, cool.
Right.
Slices him too.
Yep.
I love it. I'm giving you a chance. All right, cool. Whatever. Pow, pow.
Yep. He's got like, and it's the suit and it's the voice acting of it. Like, it's got such gravitas to it.
Yeah. Yeah. Lang, so I'm glad you said voice acting, because now I'm going to go into fanboy mode. So Zenaku has two voice actors, actually. Mm-hmm. The first one in episode 10, you get Dan Warren. And if you know who Dan Warren is, for all you like anime fans out there, he is in Bleach. Most notably in Bleach, he's Byakuya Kuchiki in Captain Squad 6, also my favorite character in that show. So, and he's...
Me and Jem are like, cool.
And he's... It's his voice acting in that is fantastic too. It's noble, it's regal, it's better than you, just like Zenakuza is. It's nice. But then his voice changes to Lex Lang later on, and Lex Lang is all over Power Rangers too. He's he's my boy in space with the green and black with the he kept Andromeda safe. I forget my man's name.
Lokai?
Prism Man. Yeah, not the bug dude.
Diabolico.
Diabolico. Like I said, he's black and green. No, in space.
In space. My bad. Ecliptor,
yeah.
Hold on, time out. Lex Lang is Omnimon, okay, guys?
Yeah. I was going to get there too.
I thought you were talking about Invincible. I was like, guys, that's no. J.K. Simmons.
That's Omni-Man. No,
he's Omnimon and War Greymon in Digimon. So, like, I'm on board now.
That's what he is.
Yeah. The thing I know him for is Fist of the North Star. Kenshiro in the Fist of the North Star series. Nice. A, that's my favorite anime series of all time. B, Dan Warren's also in that, so he's Jaggy's brother. So one good guy, one evil guy, and then both of them played Zenaku.
That's dope.
My brain's like, oh my god, it's all connected.
I'm glad. What's up?
Oh, I was just gonna ask, did they change just for a specific reason? Do you know?
I don't know the reason why it changed. I just know that Lex Lang just reprised the role after episode 10. Like, I think.
Lex Lang was the one in these episodes.
Yep.
Yeah, I like that you mentioned the voice acting, because, like, again, it's just, like, stuff nowadays, like, doesn't compare to this. I feel like there's, like, a couple of voices that I hear, and I'm like, all right, that's cool. Dino Fury has had a few where I'm like, oh, that's different than the last couple of years. But then I watched this, and I was like, man, no one's done it dirty like Zenaku in a minute. Like, my man is just so memorable.
He show up and start talking heavy to you, and you just gotta sit there and take it. Because, like, what you gonna do?
Yeah, exactly.
You meet him? Nah, that's not how that works.
He is also Goku and Goku Black in the Toonami Asia dub of Dragon Ball Super.
Yep.
Nice.
He's also Genjo Sanzo and Sayuki too.
Yeah, he's in Fate Stay Night, so like he's cool with me.
Heck yeah. Let's get him on the podcast.
I wish, bro. When you do, let me know. I'll be right there.
He's still doing stuff. Like, he's in Jujutsu Kaisen. So like he's still around.
Nice.
I'm gonna hit up Daryl. Daryl's our cool voice actor connect.
Quick tangent on Jujutsu Kaisen. Do you know anything about it? Are you caught up? Or you know anything about Jujutsu Kaisen at all?
I have tons of people telling me to watch it. I've never seen it.
All right, cool. I have a really random. I think I told you about it once, Jim. I was like, I'm glad that things exist and start growing because it's easier to explain stuff now because of other shows. I don't know why, but it all happens to meld together. I did one of those once. I saw Jujutsu Kaisen or something that happens, and I went, this is stupid, but it works for Toku. I felt like I felt like a nerd for like all of 60 seconds, but it worked. But we'll get to that later too.
Just to give Lex Lane his flowers as well, he was in VR Troopers, Masked Rider, Zeo, Turbo, In Space, Wild Force, and then most recently, in a live action capacity, he was Candlemaker in Doom Patrol.
Oh,
Candle
shit.
Candlemaker. Nice. So this dude's, you've been everywhere.
The GOAT. Lex Lang, nice. If you see this, sir, I respect and appreciate everything you do. Thank you for making 5 weekends some of the best of my childhood. Because my dad makes some of the greatest commentary of, like, my childhood. And watching Power Rangers for him for those 5 weeks were some of the greatest. So, sir, thank you for making a man and his son bond. I appreciate you.
Nice. Hey, Lex.
There we go. Nice. But just back to what we were saying before, like, he just brings this gravitas when he enters a scene, or when he's like, just right off the top of that first episode when he's like talking to, I forgot the girl's name, but he's like, what are you doing here? And he's like, start trying to fight her, and the Power Rangers come in. You're like, oh, like, this man is like, he speaks with purpose. And it's so crazy to get that when I feel like that's not something we get too often nowadays in Power Rangers.
No, man.
It's goofy dialogue. It's like a lot of it's like kind of like, I'm finna do this quick rhyme and this parable and then fight you. Like, it feels more so like Mighty Morphin writing, because it's like the story is like the second part, while the story actually feels like the first part in Wild Force. It's like the main actual focus of the story.
Yeah,
like it's supposed to be.
there also hasn't been like a villain like Zenaku in one of these recent seasons. Like the Neo Saban seasons haven't had. I mean, like you could say like Decker if you want in Samurai, but like, I don't know.
He could have been. Which I think is weird. Which I think is weird because you got a dude who came from a series who had a dope one.
Yeah,
you
just copied.
Why didn't you just copy paste it? Like you would have think the beat up part of you like remembered all it. No osmosis happened. Nothing.
Yep.
And that's funny you mentioned that because, like I said, I've been watching the most recent Dino Fury episodes, and like Void Knight gets close. He's one of those villains that has a purpose, which you don't get all the time.
Yeah,
but he has that purpose driving him. It's just like that purpose through a jokey lens instead of through this Zenaku lens of like, hey, I'm trying to get this revenge for something that he doesn't even know at this point in the episodes that we watched.
I like, it's interesting because like for what I was mentioning before, I feel like I wasn't including Dino Fury because I've seen like a step up since like, let's say Ninja Steel or like Super Mega Force. Mm-hmm. Void Knight was going to be my example of, hey man, at least he's like, he has like a story, you know, like he's like working towards something that at first in season one, nobody knew what he was trying to do. But then you get those hints and it's like, okay, there's some intrigue here. But like that hasn't happened in a while where like there was like an interesting plot point like this and like, Dino Fury's doing an okay job, but like, yeah.
Can I ask you a question? Can you look me in the face and tell me when the last character that was like Zenaku appeared in the Disney era of Power Rangers?
In the Disney era?
Because you're going to have to break this up for me. Because y'all shooting like, yeah, because technically, but like transitioning after him. Like, has there really been anyone?
I'm trying to think because...
Like you can, yeah.
Oh, I was gonna say, Time Force is before this, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Never mind. I was gonna say Eric.
Remember, blonde Jen. Jen walked so Taylor could run.
That's right.
No, dude. I really can't think of anybody right now because Korath, like,
but he didn't hit the bar.
Oh, maybe, yeah. But
that's why you're not thinking. I'm saying like they don't come to mind because they don't hit the bar. They do stuff like it, but it's not
exactly
there.
Exactly. It's similar, but it's not as memorable because like I feel like Korax it's in its own lane because he's like the dad and like there was like a spell involved and like there's a whole other thing.
I'm gonna give the fam White Dino Ranger. You gotta give my man Abadai Killa. I'm gonna always throw him up there, but he's complicated because he's a ranger. So it's like,
Yeah, that's fair.
He's just evil ranger.
He definitely was a threat and he was menacing, but he turned good way too soon in Dino Thunder.
I was gonna say, I think Dino Thunder, it's like really quick from what I remember.
A couple episodes.
So, but that's why again they don't stick out to you as much like that because it's not gonna say it's not hard to make a character like that, but to give a character who is a third string general purpose is hard.
Yeah, that's true.
It's probably why Dawn Brothers kind of slaps right now.
Yeah,
because all the villains are there are all like, wow, you guys are all interesting. It's not just like one of y'all is cool out of the three of y'all. It's like, no, all of you guys are cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fee in the chat says Eric wasn't really a villain. I know. And neither was Zenaku. So.
And even. But it's about pushing the team. The mirror aspect of Power Rangers is what I like. When they throw the I look like you, but I'm different thing. How do you function with that? Because up until this point, the Rangers are just used to just fighting things. Like, this is very simple. Be ugly monster. Be ugly monster. Be ugly monster. Hey, that dude's suit kind of looks like ours. Hey, his powers are looking like ours. Why is he punching us? That brings this like this kind of like not moral question, but it brings into like this almost like psychological battle. Like, how can you look like us but be on their side? And then usually there's some rhyme or reason. I'm cursed. I'm trapped. The only person who made it kind of interesting to me was Abadai Killa. He was like, I'm just bored.
I just want to kill fools.
I'm a genius and I got bored. I'm Japanese psycho.
Yeah, I like what you're talking about with the like, hey, you look like us, but like, how can you fight for them? Because like you said, until this point in Wild Force, we're cruising on daisies. We're fighting orcs. We're gaining more zords.
We got five animal zords. We got the egg. We done slapped the main dude in the face one time, and we traumatized him in the face. Because you didn't kill me. I'm Tarzan. I still live. Like,
yep. Most of the team has auxiliaries, so they have a couple different zord combinations.
Like, they playing big pimping at the animarium and stuff. Like, I'm telling you, they smoking that loud orc pack over there. They smoking that. And then all of a sudden Zenaku show up and be like, all right, cool guys, remember this ain't a game. Remember when Princess Shayla said y'all shouldn't be just smelling y'all own farts? And then what happened?
He's like, cool, you got a collection? I started late. Let me take yours.
Bop, 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 bop.
Let me grab these real quick.
What size are those animal crystals in my, let me see if they sell, they look like my size in my food.
That Predator sword, by the way, is beautiful. The Wild Force, the actual Wild Force swords, one of my favorite swords of all time. It just looks cool. Gao King, like, just the name Gao King is, like, badass. But then the Predator sword is, like, right up there with it. You're like, damn, you got this just crocodile sticking out of your chest and everything?
Yeah. And honestly, that's why, like, I like him a lot, because, like, he's not only is, like, threatening when he's, like, on the field, but he has, like, dark swords. So, like, there is that other aspect of, like, hey, I got what you guys have, but it's dark. So
yeah,
it's more
so
powerful.
It's cooler.
Can we take this to Juoja real quick?
Sure. Yeah,
your brain immediately takes me to 17 and 18 in Juoja. Like, they are in mid finisher to beat up the monster of the week, and then all their weapons just get tied up. And he's like, what's up, y'all? My turn. And he just beats them all up. When the episode ends, there's just an explosion of the team, and then it goes to like the team dance. And I'm like, wait, don't do this to me. I need to see what happens. It cuts the next episode, and he goes, all right, I'm done beating you out this way. Get in your robots. Get in your robots so I can beat you up in there. That where my brain just kind of went back to there. Like, all of these moments of, like, domination and all of these forms, I'm like, God, man.
Yeah,
it's not – y'all not safe at all.
Definitely not.
You have to get serious. Serious. Mm-hmm. And in episodic forms, it's nice to see how they rise to the occasion. Forgive me.
No, I was just going to say, and in this episode of Wild Force, it's the, like, dusty beat up makeup the whole time from start to finish of the episode. When they go to help Taylor, they're still messed up from getting thrown out of the Zords with Zenaku.
Yeah.
Do you have a money shot for these?
Let's go.
Go for it. What is it?
Remember when Taylor and Zenaku did the slash in the air?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And then they dropped, and then Zenaku just threw the blade on his shoulder, and then she popped. That's right there. When he... Psh, oh! Like, I stopped it, and then, like, repeated it, and then broke down in my kitchen on my phone. Like, this is too cool!
For me, it's the part in the beginning of the episode where he's summoning the dark zords, and it's that one shot, static shot of him just standing there, and the zords are behind him. Mm-hmm. I love that fucking shot. I'm pretty sure it's in the opening too. It's just so iconic.
Mine, if I had to pick from this one, it'd probably be them falling out of the zords.
Oh, nice.
But there's a shot in the next episode towards the end after Zenaku gets the beetle in him or whatever it's called to like make him like go berserk. Where they confront him, they figure out that he's a human and he's not an orc, and
dude, you're not an orc, and he's like, don't lie to me.
And it's like this fountain with steps all around it, and he's standing in the middle of it, and all five of them are lined up, but like distanced away on the steps, and it's just this beautiful shot of like the full team, and then Zenaku, like the immovable force that they need to get through in the forefront of the shot. It's just insane cinematography. Yeah.
I have to reference a shot that's in I think it's in episode 10, where Nazor like releases him from his coffin. He fucking jumps out into the moon and just like pauses real quick. Oh my fucking God. Like that shot in the whole Zenaku arc, I feel like it's just so memorable, because that's his intro. And like from that moment, you fucking know, you're like, something's about to fucking go down.
Yep.
You know?
there's a in the next episode, I keep going to 14, but in 14 there's the monster of the week is like a lawnmower orc, which I think is fucking hilarious.
Fucking so they hate him.
You gotta like have this contrast soccer. Man, you gotta have that contrast,
dude. It's so funny because like he was like, I'm the motorcycle orc, and I was like, oh yeah, I forgot they're like just regular things but with orc anything. At the end.
Yeah,
and
we then, fuck up the environment. We're yeah, just bad yeah. Automobile, you know, bad machinery and stuff.
Yep, and then the next one's like a motor or a lawnmower orc, and so yep. They fight him on like a soccer field, and it's like yep. A real quick fight, and then yep. Zenaku shows up and like about to confront the Power Rangers, and Lawnmower Orc's like, "Hey, get out of here! This is my fight right now!" And he just one hit slashes him. Yeah. One hits him, and he explodes. And that was like, "Damn, you just don't fuck with Zenaku."
Yeah, don't say nothing. He's like the Doctor Doom of Power Rangers, bro. I love it.
And he just leaves after that. He doesn't fight the Rangers after that. He's just like, man, why did I kill this dude? Peace. And takes off.
Yo, when Stacy did that randomly in Zenkaiger and when they was in Jared robot forms, he was like, nothing personal, kid. And he just threw that one, like his, when he got like the second, his robot got upgraded and he just showed up to be like, look how more powerful I got. Throws and just hits like this world and blows it up. I was like, what? That's raw, but I don't understand the purpose behind why you did that.
He's like, I just wanted to show off. Peace out, guys.
Later.
Some power scaler needed to see how powerful I was real quick.
Yeah, exactly.
I needed to update my versus battle wiki.
I just got to give y'all chills real quick, and then I'm out. But since we're talking about Zenaku, I think that's the suit we should rate, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Easy. Maybe Merrick's too. We'll go with Zenaku and the... I almost called him Rhino Ranger, the Wolf Ranger.
Lunar Wolf? Yeah, Lunar Wolf, I mean, I didn't see it today, but I still know what it looks like.
Yeah, we all got it.
Zenaku's suit is easily 11 out of 10.
Yep.
There's nothing wrong
I'm
with
not
it.
Even. Yeah, I'm literally not even going to disagree with that. It's 11 out of 10, for real. Like, it's, no. I can't like, even.
The best part of it is the same reason why I like early Heisei, when the suits glow at night.
Oh, yes. Oh, fuck yeah. The eyes
piercing. Oh,
suits God. Glow at night. And then, yep. Like, you can still see, like, he's looking at you, bucko.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really like the transition when Merrick puts on the mask and you can see his eyes, like, transition into, like, Zenaku eyes. Like, it's literally a simple-ass transition, but I just love seeing it.
So you're going with 11, Jim?
Yeah, dude. I'm not going to disagree with that one. It's probably the only thing. I would give it a 10 out of 10 just like for the ranking. Yeah. But literally, it's one of the best suits I can think of in Power Rangers or in Toku. Because when we got to that part in Gal Ranger, I was like, yes, because I don't love Gal Ranger. But this part, I was like, yes, so excited.
I'm going to go with 4 out of 10. Too much black on it.
All right, guys. I'll see you later.
Find a new co-host. Peace.
Peace out.
No, it's just to like, I'm going to give it a 9. Like, I just won't give it a 10. My only two 10s so far are 9, Double 10, 11. And Zenkaiger.
Is it the shoes? Is it the shoes? Is it the shoes?
So here's what it is.
The same shoes.
Zenaku just rolling around with a 5 and a 0 on his kicks. Like,
yeah.
Here's the thing for this suit specifically, and I talk about it with a lot of other suits, is that a lot of toku suits just give up on the legs, where they just throw the black undersuit there and that's it. And Zenaku's that same kind of way.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Do you believe that it's for mobility purposes or do 100%. You feel like it's... Okay, cool.
No, 100% it's for... Because I've seen... I've talked about this on stream. We've pulled up suits that like have these like badass like bricky legs or like textured legs and stuff. Yeah. And I'm like, dude, those people cannot move in that. So like it makes complete sense why they do it. I just wish like... The textury thing, I think, is the best way to get around it. Is to just throw that texture in there somewhere.
Give some more design to it if you're going to do it. Give it some kind of look to it or some kind of design.
Because there's tons of rider suits that do it specifically. And that's where it gets me annoyed, where it's like, hey, we just threw black pants on this and then like some boots and that's it.
Do you think the like leg capes save it? Because I think it looks amazing. Like, I feel like it helps it with like fighting, just like looking cooler. So I feel like if he didn't have the waist cape situation, like it would look hella basic. But I think it really adds to it.
I think it looks bad static, but it looks better in motion.
Yeah. Okay.
I think that's what it is, because Zenaku's suit is made to fight more so at night, so that kind of like hides some of the stuff. This is like me. I think their way of literally getting around Batman. It because they couldn't do anything. Yeah. And then B, if he is in shots during the day, I've noticed most of the shots are like him like almost from like behind. You see the camera coming around and watch him slap up the ranges.
Sure.
It moves.
So I went to like look up the suit right now, and I pulled it up, and I guess I pulled up the Power Rangers Legacy Wars version of it.
No, oh, dang. Dude.
This is not Senaku.
No, it's dude. Not the they same tried suit. So hard, but it's like... It's like if Zenaku let himself go for a couple years.
It looks like Zenaku went straight up like Broly style Super Saiyan.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Zenaku hit the buffet for like a couple weeks.
Pre-Super or post-Super? Wait.
Pre-Super.
Broly. Oh, no.
Why does he look like that, actually? That looks horrible.
You see it?
I'm so sorry, game designers, but this one is a miss.
Now that I'm looking at it, like the legs aren't bad. They have those purple stripes on them.
Yeah.
Which I really dig. I'll give it a 9.5, just because I don't want to give it that 9. It's got the belt I really like as well.
The belt, I was going to say, that belt buckle situation or whatever, it's really cool.
Yeah. Gosh, dude, I can't believe they made him like this on Legacy Wars.
Even want to look at it ever again, dude. What are you guys giving Howling Wolf? Because for me, it's probably like a 5 or a 6, honestly.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. It's like Wild Force, just like gray and a wolf, you know? Like, I think the aesthetic is cool, but like, I don't think it's like anything like, whoa, that suit design is so amazing. Yeah, like, I just think it's a basic
extra
design.
Extra range is silver. They just it's definitely made like, yeah.
Yeah, I can see that. I'll put it in like, yeah, 5.
I looked up older? Lunar Wolf.
What do you mean?
By the older? Way, does that suit seem older than like everybody else's suit?
It's supposed to be, right?
The gray one?
Yeah.
Honestly, it looks the same to me. I can't see like if it had like any accents of it being like a little bit more ancient, I couldn't tell because it just looks like the same to me.
I would say of the animal suits in Power Rangers, these are easily one of my lesser favorite ones.
Okay. I like the claws that they get sometimes in the roll call. Mm-hmm. They're like that's like a different glove. I really like that touch, but again, they're just like average suits to me personally.
Sorry, I was just talking about like helmet wise because I feel like...
okay, like the animal aspect in the helmet.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. They're definitely basic.
These are like super blatantly on there. Like, hey, this is a wolf. Let's just stick a wolf's head on top.
Yeah, no. It's nothing super crazy.
Lambo, where are you putting it?
Oh, that suit. I'm gonna give it a smooth 6.
6.
Nice. I like that. Yeah.
You just know, like the stripes that are supposed to be on it.
Yep. It follows the proper 6 Ranger. Approach with silver, navy blue, gold.
My only thing was like my dude doesn't have a fucking what is it like a shield. Six That's Rangers are supposed to get that shield or like some type of like shoulder pads or something, my dude.
But he get the 3-for-1 though. He get the 3-for-1.
He does.
He got 3 whole Zords.
That's true. He also gets the Zenaku form if you want to call it a form. So
the writers are watching this and they're like, what do you mean a shield? We gave him 3 Zords and a sick wolf costume. Like,
are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And you can go back to the other cooler dude. What you mean? Yeah.
We even gave him a puppy. Come on.
Thanks, guys. But next time, make sure you add that shield to the 6th Ranger, okay? It's on the list.
Hey,
there.
We're missing that shield there, brother. What's going on there?
Yeah.
You're like, boom. Yeah, that would have took it over the top.
They had the flute. They had the evil ranger arc, but they didn't do the shield. So I'm going to have to give it a 3 out of 5.
He had a puppy, though, Jim.
Ah, the puppy. Very good touch.
We didn't talk about the puppy. The puppy is actually a really good part of the story. Because the puppy is what makes him like straight up turn against the orcs.
Yeah. Yep. It brings out that human aspect in him.
Yeah. And then Cole's all of a sudden like, I've seen that puppy with a dude in the river one time.
Well, dude, I've seen that guy in the lake before.
Yeah. Like, hey, all of them have the pieces. None of them put it together.
Your Cole impression is spot on, Hawks. I'm with it.
Cole is high the whole time. It's
just... Dude, he...
When they was in California, big pimp.
This was the last one there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the next one gets moved to New Zealand.
Yep.
Right, they hit the dispensary up every time.
You can, like, tell, too. When I was watching, I was like, yeah, these are different kinds of, like... sceneries than they're usually in. Nowadays when you watch Power Rangers.
Yeah, it brings me back to like, you know, like Lightspeed or Time Force era where it's like, oh yeah, this looks different because they shot it somewhere else.
Yeah, one of the things, Lam, I don't know where you're located. I'm Los Angeles, but one of the things, the reasons why like California was that spot for them is because like there's every biome around here. You want desert, it's 2 hours away. You want beach, it's 1 hour away. You want snowy mountains, it's 2 hours away. We got quarries up the wazoo over here.
I live in the PNW, so I'm kind of similar. depending on where you kind of go out this way. So,
yeah, and it's sunny all the time. But like it wasn't any of those sets. It was the like factory set that they use all the time. That I'm like, oh, this is California, right off the bat.
Hell yeah.
It just looks good. Final thoughts on Revenge of Zenaku.
You got to watch it in like the 5-piece for what it is.
I would say start at 10 and then end at whatever, like 15 or 16, 16.
It's too much of a chunk to be like, man, I got to figure out what happened. Yeah. It's a fun ride. To me, it's if you like Power Rangers and you like Super Sentai, it's a fun look at like what this dude did for so many tropes later on down the road. Like the dude did, he made a special part of Kyoyuju. He made a special part of Abaranger. He made a special part of Juojus. And like all of that just kind of comes from this one form, at least from me, at least from what I tell. And I think that's really great, not only in the sense of writing, but it's also a sense of legacy. It's almost this, hey, we're doing this now one more time. To let you know, we pay attention to our stuff, and we're not recycling stuff for shits and giggles or trying to get that extra dollar. We just cycling it because we care, and we want to show you what we appreciate. We look back and show love for stuff. Same way comic book folks do the same things over sometimes. Sometimes they do it as a homage.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think it doesn't. It's not the first to do this trope, but I think it's one of the best ways they've done this trope. So I really like this little arc of episodes. It's definitely one of the memorable ones. Like I said, when we got to it watching Gao Ranger, I was like, yes, I get to look at this suit and see how badass it is, like in Japan rather than, you know, the American version, which by the way, we didn't really talk about, but like Roki, who is Zenaku in Gao Ranger, Roki is probably like just as cool as Zenaku. Like, I feel like they portrayed him literally as a copy and paste, but like, he's just as badass and like, probably the most interesting aspect of Gao Ranger. Once that ended and we just had the Silver Ranger and Gao Ranger, I was like, oh, this is boring as fuck. So like, honestly, for real, one of my favorite characters in Sentai and in Power Rangers. So I'm glad we were able to talk about it. Great choice, Lambo, honestly.
Thank you. For sure. I think Wild Force doesn't get talked about enough in general. And I think part of it is because this is like that second split point in Power Rangers when it went to a different channel. So a lot of people back in the day, if you're like, hey, I love Power Rangers, my first season was Wild Force a lot of the time.
Yeah, plus it's after Time Force, which like people fucking they'll talk about all the time, you know?
Yeah, man. Yeah. It's hard to compete with something like Time Force. They're like, oh shit. But Wild Force had banger moments. So
and this Zenaku specifically, I think, does a really good job of focusing on Zenaku while also building upon those Rangers that they already have as well. Like this episode 13 is a Taylor episode. But like you get all that Zenaku goodness in it.
Yep.
And I think there was a time, and I'm going to point out specifically Mike and Zane, where it was just like the Six Ranger stories were just terrible story-wise. Like cool Six Rangers, but like story-wise did not get much. They were there for all Flash. And I think these Eric, Ryan, and Zenaku in a row is like them realizing what they could actually do with these Six Rangers.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, nice. Yeah.
Because let's be honest, Titanium Ranger was off the dome.
Yeah.
So badass.
That was an off the dome
iconic,
idea.
Dude. Iconic. Yeah.
And yet we all be like, yup, that's the kid. That's the one. That's the G.
That's the devil's son right there.
That's the son of Sparta.
Dude, the story of Ryan is one of the most wild stories in
Power Rangers.
So wild.
Time out. You just hurt my whole head there for a sec, Hawks. Hear me out. You just said the devil's son. And then next arc, we get Eric. And Eric voices who? A son of Sparta. The devil's son. Stop it, sir. They're listening.
Together.
They know.
They know.
I need more power, he said.
Hell yeah.
They know.
I think, like I said, these three Six Rangers leading up to Zenaku all just like hit every single time story-wise. And then after his Cam, I haven't seen much of Ninja Storm, but I know people love Cam.
Yeah,
Cam's awesome.
Yeah, give him that fucking honor he deserves. He's amazing.
He's a breath of fresh air. He's really good, but he's completely different from the other three. Because it's like, it's the Terry McGinnis thing. I want to prove myself to fit this mantle. Yeah. Rather than like I'm this badass with this agenda. It's like I am this, but what is it? Crouching tiger, hidden badass. That's what it is. You just need Cam to get a moment to prove himself.
Yep. Cam, I would say, is great. And then you get Trent afterwards, who like basically a sixth ranger. I feel like that's when like it ended. Cause then you get Sam in SPD and he's just a ball of light. So, you know. And I guess people would argue that like Shadow Rangers is the sixth ranger, but that's a conversation for another day, I guess.
Lambo, where can people find you?
Oh man, you can find me on the YouTubes, Lambo Calrissian. We do Super Sentai Explains. We do Kamen Rider Explains. We're going to be talking about more stuff like that. We're going to be getting into like writing with Toku, like just like we did with tropes and stuff like this. We're talking about how these guys walk so other people can crawl. The Gray Morality video I dropped like 2 years ago was kind of like a tester to kind of see where feelers and how that works. But I've been diving more into like real legit writing. So I feel like I can try to drop my notes for folks. So
hell yeah.
Lambo Calrissian on YouTube. If you like watching haha goofy funny me's, you can watch me play Elden Ring and Monster Hunter on the second channel, Flying Shadow. I'm on Twitter, Lambo_Calriss. I should be Zenkai Black on as my profile this way because that Kaito's so cool and Dorm Brothers. I can't. God, man.
Hell yeah.
But that's me.
Yes. My name is Jem, one of the co-hosts for this podcast that you like listening to. I know you like listening to it. But you can find me, Jem, at any social media site at Pronghorn Heroes. Going through a little channel, little switcheroo with Pronghorn Heroes right now, the main channel. We also have the second reaction channel, Pronghorn React, so you can go check that out if you want. But anywhere else, I am at Pronghorn Heroes. You can find me, Jem, usually also every Wednesday with my dude Hawk for the Tokusatsu World Tour podcast.
Right here at twitch.tv/Achilles, where you can find me most days out of the week. We do dumb stuff, dumb videos all the time. If you were here yesterday, we did a hot or not with gender-bent main Kamen Riders. And then you can catch those videos edited to your good just quickness over at youtube.com/Achilles. I'm also on Twitter as well. But next week, right here on the Tokusatsu War Tour podcast, you got Back to Basics, your boys, Jem and Hawk, talking Power Rangers 2017 movie.
We are talking the movie, the last theatrical release that Power Rangers has had because it's 5 years old.
The last time Saban tried.
Yes, they tried. Power Rangers a thing. They tried. So we're going to be talking about that next week, which I'm excited about.
Yeah, we definitely missed the 5-year anniversary, so we're like, we should do this eventually. And I think,
hey, it's still this year. Still, we got the whole year to make it.
And whatever news, that's time management, right? You get that man a raise. That's time management.
We got so much time.
God damn it, Jim, you've done it again.
And hopefully, some news drops before then, so we could talk about it with the Ranger movie in general. Because I feel like those two would like contrast each other well.
Dude, I'm telling you, something's going to happen tonight or tomorrow morning, and next week we're going to come on the podcast, and it's just going to be a whole thing. If anything happens, yo, add us on Twitter, at Toku World Tour. Let us know.
Yeah, please do.
Just send us all the stuff.
Just bombard them. Do it now. Do it. Do it. Find it now.
Send them leaks. Do Lambo it. _Calriss. His Twitter handle is right there on his camera on your screen right now.
Yes.
Lambo,
dude.
Thanks for hanging out.
Thank you for coming to hang out with us.
Thanks for having me, man. I appreciate it. Okay. I will come back as often as y'all can, as often as I can be.
I watched episode 13, and I was like, what are we going to talk about? And then I was like, damn, Lambo's just like a fountain of information right now.
Yep.
Dude, I told you, Zenaku has like the biggest amount of sentimental value to me because I'm a dork because of my dad and because I watched Power Rangers with him. He made that fun. I was like, I can't run away from this dude. Like, I'll never not. I have a black dog because in the back of my brain, it's cool.
Damn.
Fist of the North Star? It's my favorite because of him.
He's like, I'm right here.
I'm broken.
Perfect choice, man.
Y'all, have a good night.
Have a good night, everybody.
Take care. Have a good one. Keep calm and Toku on.